Love before COVID.
Part 5. Communication.
You are so fucking uncompassionate. When I'm out in public and see other women I fancy, it makes me want to kill myself. When you told me how my stomach made you feel tonight, it made me want to crawl into a hole and fucking die. It reminded me of when I was a kid.
Oh yes, you'd rather crawl into a hole than change. You'd rather die than lay off the fucking cheeseburgers. You'd rather be that disgusting fat bloke than treat me with some consideration.
I can't lose weight if I feel like an ugly, worthless piece of shit.
It's too bad that's what you are. It's too bad you have chosen that.
I can't change if I hate myself. I can't change if I want to die.
Yes, the world has to cater to you in order for you to change anything about yourself. That's your big excuse for never changing anything.
It's not an excuse. I don't need your fucking cruelty to lose weight. I need to have something to live for. I need to know that when I lose weight, I won't feel like dying.
Why do your feelings matter so much?
My feelings are all I've got, Lorraine.
You let your feelings ruin your life. You let them run you into the fucking ground.
You have no right to say that to me. Every day I ignore my feelings to make you happy. I shove them down for you. I pretend I'm not hurting.
Bullshit. You use your feelings as an excuse to take advantage of me. You cry and then you eat. And then you turn yourself into a fat, ugly pig with tits.
Why do you have to be so horrible?
Because you expect me to touch you. You expect a beautiful woman to touch you.
You're the one who wants to have sex every night.
I swallow your rancid fucking sperm. I let you stick your bloated fingers in me when you can't get hard on. I even suck you off when you haven't even had a shower.
But you don't have to. That's not what I want. I want us to have good sex.
Well, we're not having sex again until you lose 4 stone. I won't be degrading myself anymore.
What?
You haven't earned a space in this bed, Joe. Until you lose 50 pounds, you're sleeping downstairs. I'll be fucking my vibrator, not your tiny mushroom cock. And don't even think you can see me naked until you've lost at least 20 pounds. I'm not putting nasty things inside me anymore. If you get horny, you can fuck your fat friends. See how nice that makes you feel.
Do you even love me? The shit you say is so hurtful. The shit you say is so hurtful. I can't even believe that you...
I wouldn't be saying these things to you if I didn't love you.
Then why am I not allowed to be hurt by them?
Because I'm helping you. Fucking listen for once. Stop obsessing over your fucking feelings and listen. You're making me hurt you.
I can't help being hurt. I can't feel okay when you reject me like that. I'm a human being.
You're a fucking child that needs a wash.
Lorraine, I'm not perfect. I can't always be strong. Sometimes I'm vulnerable. Sometimes I'm like a child. I'm like every human being. Everyone has feelings.
I have no sympathy for you. None whatsoever.
Don't you have feelings?
Yes. And I feel fucking disgusted at you. There's nothing more disgusting than self-pity. There's nothing more unattractive in a man.
Oh, here we go again.
Here you go again. You should get a vaginoplasty to go with your tits.
Fuck you. I can't lose weight because my partner is withholding sex. I can't lose weight because you tell me I'm a horrible piece of shit. I don't work that way, and neither do most people who lose weight.
I don't fucking care if most people are lazy. I'm not. I work hard for this body. I value myself enough to care about my own health. I love you enough to care about actually turning you on.
Then can't you love me enough to be sensitive towards me? I don't understand why you refuse to do that. I don't understand why that's such an unreasonable thing to ask of you.
Your actions have consequences. If you eat shit, you can spend the rest of your life coming in your hand. I will not be fucking a pig anymore. I'm going to start fucking men and women I fancy. I deserve that. I might even fuck Sasha just to teach you a lesson.
And what lesson would that be?
You'll know when I film it and email it to your students. Those ugly retards would love to see me and Sasha. I'm just not sure how the department might feel.
I don't believe you would do that.
You care about me too much.
You forget that I can access your email from my computer. I could send your students anything I wanted.
You'd ruin my career because I'm fat.
I'll do whatever it takes to get you to stop embarrassing yourself. I'm not afraid of you, Joe. You can't intimidate me because you're a bloke. I could fucking kick your ass.
I'm so lucky to be with someone so kind.
And I am very fucking kind to you. I'm the reason you're not as big as Claire. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't even be living in this fucking house. You're the one who acts like an ungrateful shithead.
That's because it feels like you hate me.
I don't hate you. I just hate how you eat. I hate your excuses. I hate how you treat this house. I hate how you treat yourself. I hate your hygiene. I hate how you look, how you dress. I hate your goddamn daydreaming, and I hate your pathetic fucking tears.
You do hate me.
No, Joe, I love you. That's why I nag you. That's why I get at you for the way you treat women. That's why I wish you would stop teaching and get a proper job. That's why I want you to exercise and start eating like a human being. Don't you get it?
I do get it. You hate me.
I don't hate you, Joe. I just hate living with a failure.
I'm not a failure.
It doesn't have to be this way, Joe. It's all because you don't listen to me. You never do what I tell you to. That's why you're a disappointment. And that's why no one will remember you after you die.
You're not listening to me, Lorraine. I'm not a failure.
What have you done with your life? What have you actually achieved? You haven't done shit except let yourself down. You surrounded yourself with a bunch of ex-cons, cripples and fat bitches who tell you how great you are. But you're nothing, Joe. You're nobody. You can't get a job as a writer. You can't fucking look after yourself. You can't even manage a house without your fucking girlfriend doing everything for you. You can't stand up for yourself. You can't protect me. You don't make decent money. You're socially awkward and clumsy as fuck. You look and smell like a hairy fucking egg. And fill your life with sick weirdos who treat you like a guru. Then you wonder why I don't take you to London with me anymore. I'm fucking embarrassed of you.
You think I don't know that?
When people see me standing next to you, it's like being covered in shit. It's awful.
I'm still the guy who loves you. I'm still the guy that never gives up on you.
You're the guy who ruins my whole fucking life. I'm ashamed to say I even know you. Half the time I wish you were dead.
Why do you have to say things like that to me?
Because you need to hear them. You need help.
Hearing them doesn't help anything. It just hurts.
Oh, you're such a fucking liar. You'll ruin both of our lives if I let you. Anything you do well, you do because of me. I'm even the one that reminds you to fucking write. You wouldn't get up in the morning if I didn't wake you up.
There's a lot I do for you. You don't notice any of it.
Oh, please. You are more useless than that whiny little cunt that you keep talking about in that fucking novel you can't finish. She's more attractive than you anyway.
I don't want to be with someone who hates me. Or my body.
I don't hate your body. I just want you to fucking change it.
I can't go on. I feel like I'm drowning. I need to feel hope in my future. To believe we can be happy together and raise a family, that's not totally dysfunctional.
We can create that happy family if you stop fighting me every time I tell you to do something.
I'm not fighting you. I'm just not as useless as you think I am. There are many things I can do without you, Lorraine.
I hope that's true, Joe, because you're not going to be the father of my children if you don't get healthy. You're not just losing weight, Joe. I will not be gestating your sperm until you fucking stop smoking.
You know I'm quitting in 3 weeks. We've talked about that at least 20 times.
Yes, and I can't go in my bloody garden without breathing your fucking smoke.
I said I'm quitting.
You are going to fucking quit because you will not hurt our children. Once I get pregnant, you're going to do things right. You're going to be healthy even if I have to force you. I'll make you fucking eat right. I'll make you exercise. I'll say what needs to be said until you fucking hear it. You won't silence me anymore, Joe. I won't let you off the hook the way that I do now. I will be on your ass until you are good enough to be the father of our children. You will not spoil our kids, and you will not feed them shit.
So you plan on being cruel to our children too?
If you don't give them boundaries, that would be far more cruel than I could ever be. Allowing a child to be fat is just horrible. Forcing them to have a fat parent is even more horrible. That's abuse.
Oh, yes. It's so much more abusive than burning cigarettes into their dad's neck.
What the bloody hell?
You're the one that brought up abuse.
You told me you would never bring that up again. You fucking promised me that you would never, ever bring that up again.
You promised me you wouldn't hit me, and then you threw boiling water at me. You're lucky I get out of the
you
way.
You fucking piece of shit. You fucking asshole. I trusted you never to talk about that again. I fucking trusted you.
If you want to talk about abuse, let's talk about abuse. Let's talk about all the things you've done.
I was fucking drunk. And I don't remember any of those things. You know you can't talk to me about this.
You're not the one who had all your clothes ripped to shreds. You didn't get broken glass thrown at you. You don't have any scars, Lorraine. I do.
You know how hard it was to fucking quit. I trusted you to be supportive. I trusted you not to make me drink again.
Well, like hurting me wasn't your fault because you don't remember what you did. Like that absolves you of any responsibility.
It was my fault. And that's why I stopped drinking. I actually changed something for you. I did something you asked me to do and you promised me you wouldn't fucking talk about it.
I know that, Lorraine. It's just...
I know what you're doing. You're trying to bring me down.
I'm not trying to bring you down.
You're trying to get me to fall off the wagon.
Of course I'm not doing that. You think I want that?
You want to fuck up my career. You'd love to see me fail and be like you.
Lorraine, the last thing I would ever want is for you to fall off the wagon again.
Then don't ever fucking bring up my drinking. Don't ever bring it up ever again.
I was just trying to make the point that there are
you
parallels
between... You don't have any points to make. You're trying to manipulate me. You're trying to make me feel like I'm the one who's letting us down. It's like you're getting off on hurting me, you fucking sadist.
That's what you said the last time you got drunk and smashed my laptop through the kitchen window. Right after you said all that horrible shit to my dad on Skype. Or was that the day you got angry and killed our dog?
Stop it! Just stop it right now! If you don't stop, I'll smash your fucking head!
Do your worst then. Hit me, you fucking cunt. Go ahead, do it sober. Do you think you've really changed since you quit drinking? Are you that much more calm and serene?
You want things to stay the same! You always get your fucking way! I won't let you this time! I won't fucking let you!
Oh, God, listen to yourself! You're wailing! Calm down!
I won't! I won't let you make me feel guilty! I'm stronger than that! You can't fucking hurt me. Not after what I've been through.
Oh, stop crying and listen to me. I'm not trying to make you feel guilty.
Yes, you are. You're killing yourself. I will fucking leave you before I ever tell you that's okay. You want to be fat and embarrass me.
Oh, how many times do I need to say how much I hate my weight? How many times do I need to mention a fucking food plan? I'm trying to change my eating. I'm taking responsibility. I know what the problem is from my end. I know where I'm going wrong and I'm trying to do something about it. You, on the other hand, are not doing anything about the cruel shit that comes out of your mouth. You're just crying.
I don't know how else to help you, Joe.
Well, I'm sorry, but you can't help me by being a mean and punishing bitch. You have a sensitivity problem and I'm tired of it. I don't want a relationship with this much cruelty in it, Lorraine. This is too painful for me.
So now you don't want my honesty.
You know that's how I show you my love. And you still don't fucking want it. You don't want me to love you. You want me to lie to you.
Oh, maybe you're right. Maybe I don't want your honesty. Maybe you should keep some of your thoughts to yourself.
You want me to lie? You want me to act like a good little wifey who does what she's told? If you could, you'd force all of the women in the world to wipe the shit off your ass. You're a fucking misogynist.
Oh, Jesus, Lorraine.
You don't want a woman who's your equal. You want a fucking slave who cleans your house and sucks your dick and lies to you. That's all you want from women. That's all you want from me.
Oh, you need to stop now, Lorraine.
You think you respect women. You think you're sensitive because a woman can make you fucking cry. You want to call yourself a fucking feminist.
I just want you to stop hurting me. I've had enough now. This has gone on far enough.
You think you don't hurt me? You think I'm not hurting right now? You think I feel good inside?
You don't have to stay in this relationship, Lorraine. No one's forcing you to stay with me.
You think I like saying these things to you? You think I don't hate myself?
You shouldn't be in a relationship with me if you hate yourself.
We both know how much you love yourself.
I said you don't have to stay with me. I don't feel good in this relationship anymore. It feels wrong. It feels like we're over. I feel nothing but contempt from you. I feel hated. I don't feel loved at all.